Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we are stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the LA Clippers and the Portland Trail Blazers. The hometown Trail Blazers enter this one with a record of 11-9, hosting the 12-9 Clippers. Clippers are 6-4 over their last 10 and have won their last game. Meanwhile, Portland 4-10 over that same span, having lost their last tilt. Let's look at the stats. The Clippers coming in averaging just 106.4 points a game, which is worst in the NBA, 30th. Portland not a whole lot better, 109.7 for just 22nd best. Defenses, a little bit better for the Clippers, 106.8. That's actually an excellent defense, contrasted by Portland, which is about league average, 110.3, maybe a little bit better. Turnover, 16.2 for the Clippers, 15.7 for Portland. Not much difference there. Field goal percentage, Clippers shooting a very good 47.8. Blazers, again, not far behind them at 46.6. Three-point percentage, 35.8 for the Clippers, 37.6 for the Blazers, a little advantage there. Free throw percentage, not a great number for the Clippers, just 73.4%, 77%, which is about league average for the Blazers. Bench scoring, Clippers, a dominant bench, 40.4. Blazers barely get any points off their bench, just 25.8. Portland lost their last game on the road Sunday. The Clippers won at home that same day. And this one on the road for the Clippers, of course. Injuries, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Luke Kennard, all out. Leonard with an ankle to be determined. Paul George with a hamstring. Luke Kennard, calf injury. Meanwhile, for Portland, Damian Lillard out at least 1 to 2 weeks. So if you're looking for stars, this isn't the game to do it. If you're looking for a competitive game, you might get that. I think this one's close, but I'm going to go with the hometown Blazers. Home cooking carries the day. That is our on-court look for this matchup between the Clippers and Blazers. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting angles for this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA with our betting preview of the LA Clippers and Portland Trail Blazers. Blazers sitting as a 3.5-point road favorite, game opening right about that number. As you look at the total, a couple of under teams here, 211.5. Saw 216.5 last night, and in about 10 hours, that's been bet down all the way to 211.5. Teams' ATS records, Clippers 10-11 on the year overall, 5-4 on the road, and 6-4 in their last 10. Blazer been a good ATS team, 13-7 overall, 4-4 though on home, and 5-5 in their last 10 games. Mention these two teams, under teams, 16 of 21 have gone under for the Clippers. The Blazers, 12 unders, 7 overs, and 1 push in their 20 games this year. Both teams playing on one day's rest. These two teams haven't met in nearly a year. Last played December 6th of last year. By the way, all four meetings last year came in the first 7 weeks of the season. Clippers, they're on an 8-2 ATS run in the last 10, and the under is on a 6-2 run in the last 8 played in Portland. Clippers, they're 4-1 ATS in their last 5 on the road, and the under has hit 7 of the last 9 following an ATS win. More under trends here for the Blazers, under 5-1-2 in the last 8 home games, taking on teams with winning road records. Same spot at home. Blazers just 1-7-1 ATS in their last 9 games. This is on paper heading into the season, a much better matchup than what we're going to see on the floor tonight. No Damian Lillard. He's out with that calf injury for the Blazers. No Kawhi, no John Wall, and no Paul George tonight for the Clippers. With those injuries, tough to take a side here. I think that's a solid number, 3.5 for the Blazers. Not going to play that. I am, though, going to play that trend, play the under. Get on it as early as I can here. Should have gotten on it a couple hours ago when it was at 214.5, but as we record 211.5, I still like the under in this spot. Clippers are last in points per game. Blazers are 23rd out of 30 in points per game. On the defensive side, Clippers second best defensively points per games, and the Blazers ninth. So I think this could be an under game with either team struggling to get to 100 points. More NBA previews as we are stacking the NBA, part of the Sports Betting Stack. Find Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been our Stacking the NBA betting preview of the Clippers and Blazers.